Everybody hurried outside to watch. Most of the village people had never even seen an airplane before. They were still shouting greetings and waving their arms when the Japanese planes began to drop their bombs. At the time of the attack, Gladys was in a prayer meeting with several of the Chinese Christians in an upstairs room in the inn. They heard the scream of a bomb coming in very close by, and then the floor tilted sideways, dumping them into the room below. They were covered with beams, roof tiles, debris, and dust. When Gladys regained consciousness, she felt a great weight pressing down on her back. It seemed an eternity before her fellow Christians finally dug her out. But other than a few cuts and bruises, she was not hurt. She immediately helped to free the old cook and the others who were still pinned under the debris. As she surveyed the damage, Gladys was grateful to see that only one corner of the inn had been smashed. Gladys dug through the rubble until she found her first aid kit, which contained only a few simple medications and plenty of cotton. She tore her bed sheets into strips to use for bandages.